الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, back in 2005, I was still a student at Al-Azhar University in Egypt, and that is when a very well-known, very famous incident took place, where a cartoon artist in Denmark, he drew some very inappropriate photos about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of you may remember this incident, right? And during that time, the whole entire Muslim world, they took to the streets and they were very frustrated and very angry, right? So a lot of people, brothers and sisters, during that time, especially in our non-Muslim friends, they were just wondering why this is so important for you guys, why you guys are frustrated, you know? Just take it easy. It's, you know, the couple of pictures and a couple of cartoons, and what is the harm? What's the big deal, right? So, and a lot of them actually, I remember very well, spoke to me and they said, can you tell us something about why you guys love that man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much? What is so special about him? So brothers and sisters, during that time, there was one ayah that we recite all the time, or recited all the time yet, but we did not really understand the meaning behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. Surely we will be sufficient for you against the mockers. Those who mock you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will never let them get away with their action. That is not acceptable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, if I may humbly request the brothers and sisters who are using this cell phone to put it away, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, out of respect for the masjid and, you know, respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the presence. Alhamdulillah, you came and you left your job. Maybe that was your lunch break. Maybe you had school. Maybe you had some other things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you here for a reason. You know, don't be distracted. Dunya, nothing will change. Don't worry, the stock market will be the same. The Wall Street is still functioning. Nothing is happening really because you're not checking your social media or your phone. Agree, inshallah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Ameen. Back to Rasulullah. And let's, inshallah, increase our salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will be khayr happening in dunya and the hereafter. In dunya, when you make salah and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi, you will see a lot of khayr in dunya. And at the end, I'm going to share a story with you, inshallah, bil alameen, to prove that, something that personally happened to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will not let them get away with their actions. إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. It will never happen. It has never happened since Abu Lahab and Abi Jahl, and then since, you know, the artist in Denmark, and the Swedish guy, and then the French President Macron. We know what happened to all of them. The Danish guy, he passed away back in July 2023, and subhanAllah, with a very severe, very serious illness that had him confined to his house for many months, right? And the second one, the Swedish guy, he also died in a very terrible car accident. And the third one is the French President Macron. What happens? We saw someone slapping him in the face and, you know, in front of everybody else, right? This is the payback to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ, that they will never get away with their action. So brothers and sisters, back to the question, what is so special about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let me talk to you about a man. That man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has more than 2 billion followers, yet he does not have Facebook account. He does not have TikTok account. He does not have Twitter account. He does not have an Instagram account. He has more than 2 billion followers worldwide. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are so many reasons. Number one, Because that love is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if Allah loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Where is the evidence, Sheikh? We have so many evidence in the Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect in his life. Matter of fact, even in his body. زكاه في عقله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him and he praised him in his intellectuality and his intelligence and his mind. فقال سبحانه وتعالى ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. You are not insane. They used to call him insane, Muhammad مجنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defended him and he said ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. والله you're not insane. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised and honored Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sidq, his truthfulness. He said, "Ma kadhaba al-fu'adu wa ma yantiqu 'anil hawa." That Rasulullah does not speak from his own accord. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only speaks wahi. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. It's a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the Prophet and praised his heart. He said, "Ma kadhaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a." He said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Najm, "You truly," he said, "his heart did not doubt what he saw during Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised and honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you're a man of great manners. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by his life. He said, لَعَمُرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. I swear by your life, ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are misguided. Brothers and sisters, if we look at the Quran, we'll be amazed on the hubb, the mahabba from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the prophets and messengers with their soul, with their names. Right? He said, Ya Musa, Ya Zakariya, Ya Dawood, Ya Ibrahim. But when it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul, O Messenger, O Prophet. And when he added the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned the name of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we love him so much, because the mahabba is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, what can we say about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Allah wanted to praise and send the blessings upon the prayer and the blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did it first. He said, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and his angels, they send peace and blessings upon the Prophet. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O believers, do the same thing. Send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's still some brothers and sisters that are not saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, this mahabba is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who brought Islam to us. And he sacrificed everything for us, for you and I. Imagine if Rasulullah ﷺ did not accept this message. Imagine if Rasulullah ﷺ said, I'm not taking that mission. You and I could have been something else. But because of that, we are in the tawheed. We are in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for that? Rasulullah ﷺ loved us so much and he cared for us. He cared for you and for me as well. And there is hadith, and this is very well-known narration, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to his companions and he says, وَدَدْتُ لَوْ رَأَيْتُ أَحْبَابِي. I wish that I would be able to see my beloved ones. إخواني, my brothers. Then the sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they look at him as like, what? إخوانك? Aren't we your brothers, Ya Rasulullah? He said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. You're my companions. But so who are the ikhwan? Who are ikhwanak, Ya Rasulullah? He said, those who will come after me, after you. I will not meet them, but they will believe in me and believe in my message. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam misses you and I, brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinks about you and I, brothers and sisters. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept one da'wah because he cares for you and he cares for for all of us. Every single messenger and prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned, has given them a da'wah mustajaba. For every prophet and messenger, there is a privilege, a unique privilege only for messengers and the prophets, right? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will make da'wah like one wish, and Allah will answer in dunya. So the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ask the da'wah in dunya. Nuh alayhi salam, what did he say? He said, وَقَالَ نُوحُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Ya Allah, I'm fed up from these people. Take care of them, Ya Allah. That's Nuh. And then Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Oh Allah, forgive me. وَهَبِ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. And grant me a kingdom that no one will ever have something like it. Right? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and he gave them a dua. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحِ. Then we've given him, we've blessed him with the wind, takes him wherever he wants. That's Sulaiman. But when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept that da'wah. He kept that one particular prayer for all of us in the Day of Judgment. For all of us in the Day of Judgment. That when we need the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we're stuck because of our shortcomings and our sins and our ma'asi and sayyat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to intercede in our behalf. He kept that da'wah for you. Shouldn't we love that man so much? Shouldn't we appreciate and value that man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much, brothers and sisters? That's why we love him. That's why when they said something about him, when they drew a cartoon about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were not happy with it. Of course, we condemn violence. No, we should not tolerate violence, right? But we showed the whole entire world, like what you guys have done in Paris Olympics, that you guys making fun of Jesus and making fun of the prophets and message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not acceptable for us. There is no exception. It's not just about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's about everything. It's not about freedom of speech here. When it comes to the prophets and messengers, anything divine should be respected regardless, brothers and sisters. They were asking why we love Rasulullah. Because Allah loved him so much. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares for us so much, brothers and sisters. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us the shafa'a, the intercession in the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the shafa'a, grant us the shafa'a, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because if you love him, you will be with him in Jannah, inshallah. Thawban, one of the greatest companions of the Prophet, he comes to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this, you know, connection with the Sahaba that he would understand, he would feel when they're not feeling good, when they're disturbed, distressed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would actually, you know, feel for them. So he said, Ya Thawban, ma li arak, you don't look good, what's going on? He said, Ya Rasulullah, every time I remember that in Jannah, both of us are not going to be in the same level. You'll be somewhere else. Meaning that I'm not going to be in your company. I feel sad, Ya Rasulullah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he told Thawban that if you follow Allah and you follow the messenger, you will be ma'man ahbabt. You will be in Jannah with whom you loved in dunya. Subhanallah al-Ali al-Azim. So if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, how can you follow Rasulullah? Not just by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but by actually acting. Saying sallallahu, sending salah and salama with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And then acting. Following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many sunnah you follow from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day? When was the last time you prayed salat al-sunnah? When was the last time you did something because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did? But subhanAllah, we're very good at imitating and copying, you know, the Hollywood star and the artist and all of these people. We follow them and we do everything, especially our youngest, subhanAllah. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, like it's backwards. You know why you have to copy someone who was, you know, alive 1400 years ago. But subhanAllah, if you follow the Prophet, you will be with him, inshallah, rabbil alameen. And the most important thing is the akhlaq, the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not talk to people about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your actions, in your amal. This is my second khutbah for today. And let me share this and I'll end, inshallah, I promise. I just give khutbah, the first khutbah at Frisco. And because I love this community, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. When I was approached to give the khutbah, I came also here. Alhamdulillah. So I drove all the way here. right after the first khutbah. My khutbah there was the same one in Frisco, right? And I said, I am dedicating this day to the hub mahabba of Rasulullah, because I know if you have this intention and you have many salawat, I was in the car saying the salawat salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the intention that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives me something. Wallahi, akhwani, wallahi, as I was coming here, a few minutes before I arrived here, I received a phone call from a school that I applied, alhamdulillah, for masters in mental health counseling, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And there was one particular program that I was very interested in. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, as I'm here to the masjid, by the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I just received a phone call from someone saying, congratulations, you're accepted in that master degree. Wallahi, the salah and salam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does magics, miracles, wallahi al-azim. Try it, inshallah. If you have haja, there is a need, send the salah and salam ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100 times, 200 times, as much as you can, and you will see what will happen to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to grant us the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna wa akrim nuzulana ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ajma'na bin nabiyy Muhammad fil jannah warzuqna shafa'atahu ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma ameen wa aqim as-salah.